Okay, that was Movers, and it's just another great example of the cross-generational appeal the clergy had for fans of all types and in all genres. Actually, speaking of Bufgu, since that song was actually written by Bufgu, we have now a special phone interview with Bufgu, so let's roll that right now. Okay.
Otherwise, it won't sound like a phone call.
Well, why do I have to do 7 digits? Like, because, well, that's... Oh, okay, I'll try something. Now, see, didn't I screw up the telephone?
No, I turned it on and off manually, so it sounded like it was picking up. We're going for realism here. Come on, man.
Yes, could I speak to Mr. Bufgu, please?
Bufgu? Yeah, that's my client.
Yes, this is Rick McDick with the Ed City Radio Network, and we're doing an interview of the ex-clergy members. And,
who is it? I'd
like to speak to you. I hear him in the background. Just tell him it's McDick.
Okay, well, and McDick. You know a McDick? I'm sorry, my cellular is all cramping up here. Come on. Okay, let me go get Bufgu. I'll put him on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, here he is.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Bufgu?
Oh, yeah, this is Mr. Bufgu.
This is Rick McDick with Ed City Radio Network, and we're doing a special on the clergy, and we'd just like to interview you and ask you a few simple questions.
Oh, yeah, just... Go ahead, as long as they're simple.
Okay, could you please enlighten us about the time you were caught smuggling art relics out of Eastern Europe in the folds of your skin?
Oh, man, I feel really bad about that one, because most of those art relics were never found. They're still somewhere in here, but no one's been able to find them.
Okay, and...
I should add that my client is trying to appeal that case.
Okay. Whatever happened to your chain of super grease bomb burger and fried chicken restaurants?
Oh, well, it's still going strong. The chain is doing really well. Unfortunately, I love so much that they can't make any for the rest of the world. But they're making a lot of good food, and I'm eating it all. And I'm making a big profit from it, too.
I understand. So you're a pretty bulky guy then. I remember from your photo ops, you were a pretty bulky guy.
Oh, and I did set up a nice little tax shelter from him, so he is making a nice profit off that restaurant chain. Thank you.
Okay, which leads me to the next question. How does someone with your bulk, and obviously you don't exercise, how are you able to drum with the lightning fast speed and accuracy that has earned you the title the fastest drummer in the world?
Well, it all comes from the gut. You have to drum from your gut, and I've got...
Speaking of strength and influence and stuff, we know that every election year since 1992, in one way or another, you have made it onto the presidential ticket despite an encouraging results from the voters of Finland and Australia. You didn't win anything, and you failed to get even a single one of your platform issues even into the public eye. How has this affected you?
I still don't understand it, and I still...
Well, maybe I should rephrase the question. Would you be considering doing a coup d'etat upon the presidency if you were not elected in this next election year?
Oh, well, definitely. As soon as I can make enough money from my super grease bomb chain, then I'm just going to buy it out.
Your grease bomb chain. Has all this extra weight that you've been getting from there, like, ever caused you to get on a diet? Because we heard one time there was a national power outage and there was a rumor that you were on a diet at the time. I don't know, is that true?
Well, I guess there's a little truth to that. Well, you see, the burger joint had to freeze the burgers. So.
Well, maybe we should move on, shall we? Who is your favorite painter? Edward Degas, Monet, Picasso, maybe?
I don't know any of them, but I think I'm my favorite painter.
Iom? Is that a French painter?
No, me. Bufku.
Oh, Bufku. You're referring to yourself there. I did not know you were a painter.
Oh, yeah.
How exactly do you paint? Do you stick your fat ass in the thing of paint and smear your butt around, or what?
Yep.
My client declines to discuss the methods by which he paints. It's a very carefully guarded trade secret.
Okay, well, may I ask what your favorite color is, then?
It always turns up brown.
Earth tones. Very interesting. Okay, well, let's move on to a more drum-related question. Tell us about your new Mark 12 drumstick design, and how is it better than the Mark 11, which featured a global positioning radar system?
Well, the Mark 12 drumstick is really much better because it has these five buttons on the side here, and one is for double speed, the other one is for triple speed, and the other one just for amazing, incredible speed that hits every drum at the same time.
How is that accomplished?
Is
that where your studies in physics have come into play?
A little bit. I had to study a little bit of physics in order to talk with the engineers about what I wanted.
Well, this next question goes along those lines. What is the hyperbolic cotangent of the dot product between I and E to the Schrödinger wave equation?
Around about 3.5.
That's very interesting. Okay, and whatever happened to your C4 mining operation?
Well, we didn't actually reach the floor. We picked a kind of bad spot in the ocean, and it was too deep.
Well, since you're an educated man, then I should pose the question, what do you think is wrong with today's education?
Today's education. Well, just falling to pieces because they're not teaching anything really important in schools, and they need to teach more about the clergy.
Okay, well, I just have a couple of more just stupid random questions. Welcome. Every time I put toast in the toaster, the toilet flushes. I hear you're an expert on those type of affairs.
I think Joe fixed one of those up for me. I got tired of flushing the toilet, so I had Joe bring the toaster up, so it saves me time.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you said, your C4 mining operation didn't go through. What about your amphibious wombat thing? How did that go?
That went a little better food.
Well, because I understand that you own several commercial marsupial farms in Texas, and just want to know what your feelings were when the killer amphibious wombat finally makes it up past the border of Mexico. What do you plan to do about that?
Can I interrupt you? You know, we lobbied hard for the government to change their laws concerning the biodiversity and the ecology, and we did, in fact, get a few laws through that actually helped the operation maintain its stability amidst all the ravages to the economic system caused by that.
So, in other words, yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, and I assure you we will not take anything you say out of context.
Okay, and Mr. McDick, you will receive a bill from me in the future for all the time billed by this interview.
Sure, just send it anywhere.
Okay.
Thank you, and goodbye.